einmal.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. High-level talks in Cairo aimed at getting a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza ended with no deal. Lower-level talks will continue.
The White House is showing some optimism in ceasefire talks. A senior administration official says even though Hamas rejected the latest deal, Hamas negotiators are still in Cairo where discussions are happening. And U.S. officials say the U.S. was not involved in the Israeli airstrikes over the weekend, but they did help the IDF track incoming attacks.
ABC's Perry Russum. At least five people have been killed in what's being called a massive Russian missile and drone attack on Ukraine, targeting energy infrastructure across that country. It's apparently still going on. Seattle-Tacoma International Airport says it was hit by a cyber attack that has hobbled its operations, particularly for international travelers. Officials not offering a timeline for when the airport will return to full functionality. Travelers told to arrive much earlier than usual. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. One of the three Wausau area men accused in a fatal beating this spring goes on trial today. Arlen Sangster faces one count of reckless homicide and theft of movable property for the beating death of Donald Mitchell in a Stevens Point parking lot. Sangster faces up to 46 years in prison if he's found guilty. A worker is dead after an accident at a central Wisconsin food packing plant. According to the Point Plover Metro Wire, Chatravina Lowe died Friday afternoon after he fell and struck his head on a train rail while loading food into train cars at the Del Monte Foods factory in Plover. And the 2026 and 2029 National Horseshoe Pitchers Association World Championships are coming to central Wisconsin. Visit Wausau says big events coming to one community help all of the surrounding communities. 2026 games will be held in Weston. They'll run from mid to late July.
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning in effect. It'll be mostly sunny, 94 the high, but the heat index 100 to 110 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorm 73. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, late day thunderstorms with a high of 94. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 77.
Maximum hits.
My head, I could.
90s and more.
No doubt. 99.7 Max FM.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. Oh, sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built two temples and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. Send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. Better, but I say it ain't. I'd rather laugh with the sinners and cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
I'm
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. I'm Maddie Jones. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up a little later this morning. In fact, before 8 o'clock, we're going to do a whole lot of celebrating. If you know somebody who's having a birthday or an anniversary, or maybe you are yourself, make sure you let us know by texting us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970.
99.7
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning in effect. It'll be mostly sunny, 94 the high, but the heat index 100 to 110 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorm 73. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, late day thunderstorms with a high of 94. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
One, two, three,
My baby.
something, what makes something, what makes cool?
Love the exception.
So why, yo, are we so in denial when we're no, we're not happy here? Y'all don't wanna hear me, you just wanna dance.
I'm not afraid to die. open arms.
99.7 Max FM.
You lost everything.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. I'm Maddie Jones. Remember, you can take Max FM wherever you go. The fun and the music never has to end. Just tell Alexa to play WRPQ.com, where you're at work, you're fun, and your go-everywhere station. It's Max FM.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Baby, should know by the way you popped your car sideways at a wooden last. It's the other kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, children and some of them abuse. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. Jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday.
WRPQ Baraboo.